Blog Talk Radio.
Coming into you live for another episode of S&M Radio. Have my partner in crime, Max. Hi, Max.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing much. Well, we're going to talk about compromising in your marriage and your relationship without losing yourself and how to do it. We're also going to try to get into the discussion about splitting the household expenses and chores. How do you go about doing that? Is that something you should discuss before you decide to live together? And in the midst of living together, do those things change even after you have discussed them? So, first thing first, about compromising. I want to give the start the show off with the definition of compromise. Compromise is a verb. It means to settle dispute by mutual concession. In the end, we compromise and defer the issue. Most synonyms that go along with compromise are meet each other halfway, come to an understanding, make a deal, find a happy medium, strike a balance, and the old standby, give and take. It's all about the give and take, baby. So, that's what compromise in this form that we are speaking about, and it's a verb. So, first thing first, how do you compromise without actually losing yourself? What do you have to say,
Max? Well, at some point, when you're trying to compromise, you're going to lose something. You know, you're not going to, it's kind of like what they use, the bartering system. It's not more than a bartering system. I give you, you know, you got the person over here who's a baker, but this one over here, you know, they have cows, so you need milk.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to exchange. So I give you 2 cups of flour for, you know, 1 gallon of milk.
Okay.
It's kind of like that.
Okay. Well, I think in compromising with your partner, whether you're in a relationship or when you're, you know, in a marriage or in a long-term relationship, I think it's important where you don't lose you, where you're always that person that's constantly compromising. You're giving up something in order for the relationship to work. And that's not fair. And a lot of times, people, and it's not just women and it's not just men, but people in general have a tendency to, you know, like, for example, and I'm not saying all men say this, but some men do. For example, they'll say the woman wants to go out shopping, you know. But this is the 4th time that she's been shopping for shoes this week. She bought 3-4 pair on Just Fab, and then she went to the store and da-da-da-da-da. Okay, whatever you want to do. But he's giving up something.
Everybody's giving up something, whether you, it's a compromise that everybody has to give up a little something to get what they want. Whether it be, you know, your sanity, your money, someone's going to have to give up something that, just to say, it sometimes ain't going so far, so long that it's like, go ahead, I don't care. I'm not going to fight you because we done had this argument, you know, 20, 30 times.
And that's the thing. It's not, compromise is not supposed to be something that you just give up so that you don't have to hear the other person's mouth. Compromising is not saying, you're not supposed to use compromising as a tactic to browbeat somebody. And that goes into a thing that I'm talking about. Like, you should not try to compromise with someone when you're angry. It's not, that's not the time. If you're both angry at each other, that's not the time to try to come to an agreement about how are we going to get this done.
It's to me, it's kind of like, we're going to get into it later, but if, when it comes time to paying household expenses, if there's two more bills that have to be paid, and both of them cost $20, now you're saying pay the water bill, so, because, you know, we can have at least, you
we
know.
We need water.
Yeah, to flush the toilets, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm like, well, we need light. So some way or another, you stuck on why you want the water left on, and I'm stuck on why I want the electricity left on. If there's no medium, somebody's going to say, well, go ahead, do whatever you want, because there's no, there's really no compromise to be made. It's like a stalemate. So somebody's going to have to finally say, go ahead, I don't care.
No, that's not how it should be. That may be what happened, but that's not necessarily how it should go.
No, but
it's not
say,
necessarily where you're, like I said, you're browbeaten to death, and it's just like, if you got, if we had $60 in between us, and those two bills are $20, where you live is that your water bill is $20.
I'm
but anyway,
saying.
I'm just saying, light bill $20. I want to go there. But if you got that $60 and you know that, you know, we need money at least $20 to $40 or whatever for the week, for another 2 weeks before another pay period, because we got to get gas for the car and whatnot, then we both need to come to an agreement that is going to work, where one says, okay, look, these two bills, we need, these are necessities. These are things that we need. So this month, we're going to have to forego a luxury in order to take care of these two things that need to be taken care of, because these are a necessity. Instead of us going out to eat or to the movies this weekend for date night like we planned, we'll just watch something on Netflix and cook dinner at home. That way we'll save ourselves that extra $30 and we can pay those bills that needs to be paid. That's how you do it. It's about coming to your partner rationally and having a rational discussion and saying, not that I don't want you to have what you want, but in this case of these two bills, we're going to have to forego. In my case, it would be, I would have to forego this new hair product that's $16 plus shipping. It's like $16 plus shipping. I have to forego that. Because your imaginary water bill and $20 light bill has got to be paid.
But I'm just saying, we're down, that's our last $20. And
it's our last $20?
Our last $20.
Well, we're going to have to work. We're going to have to call the light bill. We're going to have to call Georgia Power. We're going to have to call the water place. We're going to have to work on a payment plan. Look, if I give you... $10. Which one is the most? Which one is the most important? For me, it's the lights and the water. But because you gotta take a bath. But I'm saying, but you know, it's.
And see, my thing would be, shoot, we can go to Walmart.
See, that's just, I
can't
say no.
It's raining right now. I can go outside and take a
Oh,
bath.
No.
I hold up the what you call in front of you?
No.
A sheet or something.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I'll go into my little piggy bank. I'll go to my piggy bank and get the $20 for the water bill. Okay? Then you go on and take care of the house. And I'll give my hair care fund to the household. Because I can't be going to Walmart. No. But, and that's another thing. It has to be a positive compromise. Like I said, and you don't want to do it while you're angry. If you're mad, you know, that's like myself. I know for me personally, I don't like to have discussions with you when I'm mad because I know me. I need to go over here and decompress. I don't like talking. It's not that I don't want to talk. It's just I know for me personally, when I'm in my feelings, like the other day, we was having a discussion in the bedroom, and I was in my feelings. So, me being in my feelings, I heard nothing that you said, nor did I want to hear what you said, because I wanted you on my side.
Exactly.
But that's the thing. But I know how to not try to engage with you in deep discussions when I'm feeling that way. I try to give you a forecast. Like, today ain't a good day.
I already know.
Today ain't a good day.
That's why I just go off somewhere.
I'm in my feelings.
Be in your moment.
Then also make a list. I mean, it's, you know, I'm good at lists. How many notebooks I got floating around the house with lists?
About 6, 7.
Make a list, but it's good to make a priority list. A priority list that sets up, you know, what are your non-negotiables? My non-negotiables is I have to have water in the house, and I don't eat imitation cheese. We have to buy real cheese. I'm sorry, I don't like imitation cheese. I don't. It's nasty. It doesn't melt. It's plastic.
It melts. You gotta get the
no.
right. Yeah.
No. No. Craft. All day. But you should make a list of your non-negotiables before you start talking. And that goes into our second discussion of about the bills and how you should separate the expenses of the household and the chores of the household. So make a list. It's good to make lists. And then the most important thing is to, oh God, this is mine, accept help. What are you saying? You said, accept help. If you need help, be willing to accept the help. And sometimes you can get that help from, you know, other people that are not that. And the thing about bringing other people in your situation is that you have to make sure that they are people that don't have hidden agendas. That's the thing about that. You have to be careful who you bring into your inner sanctum, because everybody that claims they're for you ain't for you. So,
I'm the opposite of that.
You're the opposite of what?
I don't bring nobody in, but they're over here.
I know.
Anybody, even they been with me for, you know, 10, 15, 20 years, kind of, you still with it. It's like, you know, something totally different. It's not something like, man, guess what she done did? She done dropped 3 eggs on the floor again. It's not like, you know, she just wasted money. It's kind of like, what you arguing about now again? Oh, it's the light bill and the water bill. She want to keep the water bill on.
Yes, I want to keep the water on.
I'm saying we need the lights.
We need water.
We ain't going to get water from anywhere.
No, that's not going to work. That's not going to cut it.
Uh-huh.
No. No, that's not going to cut it. Mm-mm. Well, I don't think it, well, if you don't trust your one bringing one, you'll go to
it's not trust, it's kind of like maybe that's, see, that's the difference between men and women.
Okay.
We're only going to talk about different things. there's a line that we cross and you don't cross that line. Just like you seen what's that movie you was watching? He's like, I'll pay your rent, I'll cook your dinner too as soon as I get home from work. What's that? Now, we can do that jokingly because, man, these idiots right here, they, you know, they just clowning me. I ain't paying them no attention.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to, you know, take it to the next level. But like, man, you just a bitch in that relationship, is you? I bet she got a strap on for your ass. No, we ain't, no. It, that's just taking it too far. It, there's a line that we draw.
Mm-hmm.
Majority of men got a line. If we don't cross that line, because it'd be disrespectful. Like, damn, your girl got a big ass. Like, look at her ass. Now, we already know they gonna be looking at your ass, but you just can't say nothing. It's disrespectful.
The women don't have that.
No, y'all don't have that line. Kind of like, I got to tell somebody, cause it. Ooh, I just gotta tell somebody. Girl, guess what this fool done did? He done left his drawers in the middle of the floor again. Damn! He like a little 5-year-old kid. No, So, you know,
It's about decompressing.
I done heard that bullshit. I done heard thing from decompressing to... what's the other one I heard? To getting it off your chest.
Yeah.
Oh, no. So you already know that she's on the first. Damn, guess what she done did again? She done left her drawer right in the middle of the damn fucking fire. And let you hear it. You're going to be like, who the fuck you talking to? Talking my damn motherfucking business? Who's that? No, who's that on the phone? Don't shut up now. Who is that?
But you don't do that in earshot of your person. Like, if you want to. I mean, women get together, we get together, and we have hensets. And we talk about our men.
Uh-huh.
But for me personally, even in the midst of doing that, there is a line that I don't cross either.
Uh-huh.
I'm not talking about the things we do sexually or how big his penis is or any of that, because of how good he do this, slick that, and flop, and blup, 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 blup,
blup, blup. See, now you're going to be deemed as an outcast. Like,
well, I am.
What? If we tell our business, she ain't telling us, what's she going to make tell my head?
I am the outcast, because I don't do that. I think that there's a level that we as women share. But then there's a point where you have to keep some things private. Like the last time you and I got into it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, any other time my friend had passed, I probably would have said a couple of things to her. But you would not have been nowhere around.
But see, here's the thing about men. We already know. It's like when y'all have these things called women's intuition. We got something in here that says, something ain't right up in here. It just don't smell right, don't feel right.
She talking about my ass.
Yeah, it's funny, because here we come.
Exactly.
You said about these new shoes I got.
Because you did that when you got in the car.
And it got quiet when I got in there. It's kind of like,
hey, baby.
Who gonna say something? Me, you, him, or her?
It wasn't that bad, but I mean, but the last time that, you know, since our passing, I don't really do that, you know,
mm-hmm.
I have to deal with that on my own. I don't have anyone that I really trust in my inner circle to bitch to, because that's basically what it is, bitch to about you. So the last time it happened and somebody was telling me about their, you know, somebody they were dealing with, and it got to the point where, oh, well, I said, yeah, I'm sorry. Max and I just had a little altercation. We had some words. Uh-huh. Oh, what happened, girl? Tell me about it. And I'm like, nah, that's okay.
And see, since you was like about to spell, you're like, oh, no, I can't.
No,
I
wasn't.
And then it was like, girl, what happened? She about to tell you. No, she did. Come on. I'm going to pull it out her ass. Come on.
No.
Tell it, girl. Tell it.
I just said, no, that's okay. I think some things need to be kept to themselves. Because I didn't really trust her like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with my other friend, with Lisa, yeah, I told her some stuff. I would go to her. We would get in the car when you were around. And we would have a couple of bitch sets about men and what y'all do. And girl, let me tell you. Oh, my God. He was in my kitchen. Oh, he don't clean my kitchen up right, Lisa. Oh, my God.
That's nothing. That's
oh,
not, you know.
No, it wasn't.
You know, we don't
want
to hear nothing about no dirty draw left in the middle of the floor.
Hold on. My friend?
I mean, I'm talking about me and why. That's okay. It's kind of like, oh,
Oh, girl, he's so messy. Oh, he went in there, and he shaved, and he left all the hair, all in the bathroom. Oh, no, not the hair. Girl, all in the bathroom. Oh, I can't stand it. I'm like, I know, it's horrible. I know, it is. It's so nasty. You pick up the soap, and then there's one of the little hairs on it. I'm like, yeah, you can't even look at it and be like, ew, is it a pube? Or ew, gross. Ew, on the gross.
See, I guess that's what you call a compromise.
No, it's not a compromise. I just had to deal with it because you're messy.
That ain't messy.
I can't
help. I got long hair. It doesn't just get caught in the drain and go down the sink and get stopped up. But, you know, we ain't gonna talk about that. See, I already know how y'all women think. Y'all gonna give one side of the story.
But I took care of it.
No.
I was taking care of
it. We took care because you were like, get this thing. Yeah, you do it. Together. It's not like you're
signing it for the other person, but you're buying it together.
Well, that's going to be complicated because it's halfway through the payment, and it's like, I should say halfway done with the payment, and it's like, well, something happens. It's like, well, I want the car. No, I want the car. No, I want the car. No, I want the car.
Split it down the middle.
Well, I guess it's going to have to get sold then.
More than likely.
Well, you know that ain't going to happen.
Why?
Because you're going to be like, well, I need the car. Well, I want my money back.
Well, I'll give you half of the money. That's what you're supposed to do. Anyway, so how you decide that we should split our household expenses? You think it should be, should it have been a conversation that we had, excuse me, before we got together, or is it now a conversation that you can have? And does it need to be changed since other things have come into the picture? You know, like other expenses, because, like my hair care.
Well, see, I ain't got no hair care problem.
You got hair care stuff.
You just brought that for me because
you bought it for me.
You brought that for me. See, that wasn't even a compliment. You like, I got your hair stuff.
Exactly. I bought you some hair care stuff.
Uh-huh.
It's supposed to be for your beard.
Uh-huh.
So, there you go.
But
you got hair care problems too.
Well, with that, it kind of equals out because you pay, I guess you could say, the, what they call, utilities.
Yeah.
And a house note. And then I turn around, help pay for the lawn sometimes, the gas sometimes, and when we go out, I pay for it, majority of time.
I double dip.
Uh-huh.
No, I, what you call it? Split the check with you?
Yeah, every now and then.
And then sometimes I take you out?
Yeah, every now and then.
Well.
What I'm saying, that equals.
But you make more money than I do.
Probably a couple of pennies more? Yeah, okay. $22.65.
See, that's $22.65 more.
And that's the money I spend. When we go out to eat, because you know, when we go out, it's at least, we can eat at least twice out.
But we haven't, though. Not this year. Not these 2 months of this year.
No, because something happened. That's why.
We had said that we were not going to eat out as much. Anyway.
Well, we just took off one eating spot, and that's it.
Oh, we have.
Because 9 times out of 10, we get out late, especially get out late. We'll go to one of our favorite places, you know.
But we haven't done that.
That's
your favorite
place. No,
that's
your favorite place.
That's not my place.
We go Steak and Shake, or go to Checkers, or we'll go to, what's that drive-thru service?
What's that?
Yeah, get the half price drinks.
Sonic?
Yeah, thank you. We'll go there. And then, depending on what time it is, it's like 5, 6 o'clock, we come back home. You don't feel like cooking. Been out all day. I don't feel like cooking.
And
so
you
want to
order
again.
Pizza.
Exactly.
No, that's... No.
Something that could be... If we in here, we're like, okay, we're going to have pork chops. Okay, but you don't feel like cooking them. I don't feel like cooking them. Only thing here to eat is what? I mean, that drives here and delivers is what? Pizza.
No.
It's not like Italian or...
No, pizza is Italian.
No, that's not authentic Italian. That's not authentic Italian.
It is Italian.
Uh-huh.
So, but I think that it works. It works now. But I think as time goes on and... as we add more things to our household, I think the discussion and how we do it, paying what we pay, definitely need to be changed.
Mm-hmm.
You got me paying every damn thing. But so yet still, you say I take all your money.
You do.
How?
When we go out to eat.
I don't even eat that much.
You don't eat that much. It's frequency of the day, the time.
I don't
that we
go.
Do.
I don't want to go out eat that much.
You and your all you can eat shrimp at Red Lobster.
How often is that? That's like once a year or something.
But we go twice.
I ain't go.
Yes, we did.
Lord.
When we saw those two gentlewomen get off the bus and go to Red Lobster.
We weren't at Red Lobster.
Yes, we were.
We weren't going to Red Lobster.
Oh, no, we was at churches.
Yeah.
We were at
churches. Because the dude burnt down Popeyes. He set Popeyes on fire for $1,000 in the till. You was.
A white man would have been like, at least you throw at least $12,000 or something.
Well, he didn't. He set Popeyes on fire. It was on fire. You the one want to go to Chili's and get those daggone booby tickets.
Hey, look, and they came in last year. And they came in handy. We had nothing to do, but we had to have like, what?
Well, we could have ate off the lunch menu. See, when we go places, I'll be like, well, let's go. You're talking about, that's not enough food for me.
Exactly.
See?
A cheeseburger and some fries. I could have went to McDonald's and got that for cheaper.
Salad and some soup.
That's like $1.99 extra.
Over there at the Olive Garden, I'm like, let's go to Olive Garden. We get a $6.99 soup and salad. Oh, I guess.
And I go, because I'm like, okay.
I'm still hungry.
Exactly. And Olive Garden, that's kind of like my taste buds get born after a while. It's kind of like salad. Have some of your soup. But I still eat it, and I get my money back.
But it's on a, we balling on a budget.
No, we just putting a dollar on a string type of a budget, following around. Still gonna lead us.
No, that's
wait,
not what
on.
I do.
I got extra $10, we ain't go to Popeye's today.
I got a coupon.
Yeah, so far. If they don't take the coupon, we ain't getting shit.
Exactly. I'm not above going to coupons. So, hey, Blue, you on the line. You got something to ask?
Well, first of all, I've been just listening to y'all go back and forth. I swear, so cute. So cute. I swear it is. And I understand, you know, we're compromised because me and my wife, like, we share the load. When I say everything, we share everything from bills down to who gets what on the grocery list at what particular time and who pays for dinner, who pays the other half or whatever the case is. That's how most relationships and marriages work. It's about compromise. What you were once not willing to do, are you willing to do it now? And what you were once willing to do, will you still do pretty much?
Yeah, exactly. And that's basically how we are, you know. But at the same time, I thought that it was a good topic too, because you hear a lot of people saying how they compromise so much and they lose themselves. And I think it's important to always take stock in what you have and what you're doing with each other. There always needs to be a meeting of the minds and say, okay, I'm doing too much, or is this getting done, or is this right, or how do you feel? And go back and reevaluate. Because it's a plan of action. It's always a, that's the thing about relationships, it's always a, you know, it's like a plant. It's a living life form, because you have to constantly tend to it and prune it and give it water and food and some electricity. And you have to, you know, you have to make sure that that is okay and that you're doing what you need to do. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, cause we do the same thing. I mean, we fuss, but at the same time, we try not to go to bed angry at each other. He might do, but I go to sleep. Carry that over to my next day because I don't want that pollution of what happened yesterday to take over and set my tone today for the next day. But that's where we differ because I get mad and I'm through. Uh-huh. I say what I got to say, filtered or unfiltered, and then I'm done. You can kind of take it how you leave it or want it. I'm through. Here, now I'm giving it to you. You do whatever you want to do with it. Roll in a pipe, smoke it. That's kind of how I, you know, and then I get on in the bed and go to sleep.
Uh-huh.
You be over there stewing.
I ain't stewing. I don't pay you no attention.
See,
I just be like, hey, she in her one of her movies. I'm going to go over here by myself. She be all right.
Well, you've been doing that since forever. Exactly. When am I never in a mood then? Because as far as I'm concerned, hell, you always go to
a mood. Because I already know. It's kind of like, oh, she in a mood. She fussing about the kitchen. Let me just go over here.
I don't even fuss about the kitchen.
You just did the thing.
I asked the question.
That wasn't no question. You told me.
No, I did. I asked the question. How you cooking this dirty ass kitchen?
That wasn't a question. That was a statement.
Or was it a statement in the question?
Exactly. A statement, a question within a statement. You got it, Blue. Help him along.
Sometimes we'll be saying we ask for having a statement, but it'd be a question.
It was a statement and a question.
It was a statement.
It was a question.
You were starving. When we going to eat? Okay.
I was hungry.
Exactly. So
I have went in that kitchen, and I have cooked you some food and washed dishes at the same time. And you can't sit there and say that I haven't, and I've gotten dinner on the table in a relative quick amount of time.
Well, last night we ate kind of late, so we had...
We ain't late.
Yes, we did. We ate late, so there was, like, what, two plates and two bowls?
No.
And probably,
no, 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 uh-huh. No. The reason that the kitchen is dirty is because the last time that you were in there cooking, you didn't clean the pots and pans to my standards.
Bleach does not have to go and
yes,
everything.
Yes, it does.
No, it does not.
Bleach goes on everything.
No.
Especially when it comes to pots, pans, and silverware.
That's everything.
Exactly.
You're going to over-bleach yourself. You know, you're going to...
That's why you put gloves on.
No.
Put gloves on your hands, and you get in there, and you scrub.
Bleach does not have to go on everything.
Yes, it does.
No.
It kills germs.
No. It's kind of like the doctors tell you not to put that Purell on your hand every time you dirty your hand because your hand's going to get a buildup of the antibodies.
So you're saying I'm getting a buildup of bleach?
Yeah, and it's not going to fight your regular immune system. Not going to fight whatever's on your hand because you keep putting the Purell on.
I put my gloves on. And I do what I need to do, scrub my dishes. It's just, you have to, it's not like I'm going in there and putting a cup of bleach in my dishwater. It's just a cap full. Just a cap full of bleach in the dishwater and scrub them things and knock it on out.
It's not even good for the pan.
Oh, yes.
No, you put even the cast iron pan. I'm like, no, you don't do that.
But I season it.
No, how you season it?
The other day I did.
Huh.
I put some oil in the bottom of it.
Uh-huh.
And then after I washed it, I put some oil, a paper towel with some oil, cooking oil, and I put it in the bottom of it.
That's for rusting. But you want to really flavor it or season it, you got to put some oil in there with some salt and then put it, stick it in a 500-degree oven.
Well, if you know that, then do it.
I don't want dirty up the kitchen.
But you do. No, you don't dirty it up. You just leave it looking like hazmat.
No.
That's what my kitchen looks like right now. It looks like a hazmat.
No.
It looks like a natural disaster.
No.
And I don't say nothing. I just leave it alone.
Right, because it will get done.
In 3 days.
No.
By the way,
Sunday. It done by tomorrow,
Monday.
3 days from now, a week from now. As long as it gets done. You can't say nothing about it. Look, I still got to cook dessert, so, you know.
I don't want nothing shit you cook. I don't want nothing.
Yes, we do. We're having...
I don't want nothing.
Since we ball on the budget, we're having ghetto... ghetto... Don't look at me like that.
I don't want nothing.
We're having ghetto...
nothing.
What?
I don't want nothing. I'm going to bed.
Okay, more for me.
Go ahead. You take it all in that dirty ass kitchen.
Yep.
Oh God.
I'm a
No, next thing you know, sugar gonna be sprinkled all over the floor.
Nah.
Flour.
I don't waste sugar and flour now. That's the stuff.
Yes, you do. Anyway, so Friday. We're going to have a show at Night Talks with Sasha. And on Night Talks with Sasha, we're having our first round. I just cut you off. We're having our first round table discussion.
She going to cut me off.
Yes, I'm cutting you off.
I ain't going to cut me off.
Just like that. Just cut you off. We're having our first round table discussion on Night Talks with Sasha. We're going to be talking about alpha females and alpha males. Can you be in a relate? Can two alphas be in a relationship together? Yes, there is a such thing as an alpha female. Also, we're going to be talking about tithing. Yes, an alpha female and an alpha male. Can two alphas, there's alphas and then there's betas. Can two alphas, like an alpha male and an alpha female, be in a relationship together? Can they put their stuff together and make it work?
No.
So, we're also going to be talking about tithing and offerings in church. Should you be tithing while you're trying to get out of debt? Is tithing something that we still need to do? Or is it just part of the Old Testament and not of the New Testament? What do you think? What's your thoughts on that? What do you do about tithe? Do you tithe, or does it have to be monetary to even tithe? Could you not give your time? What is tithing to you? And
I'm gonna call my uncle Bishop Cleotis. You know that he'd be a good.
Oh, call your cousin Bishop Frankie.
Uh-huh.
Call him and ask him about the tithing.
Oh,
so
money hungry motherfucker. Yeah.
God said. Ooh,
you got to give 10% of your earnings to get blessed. You got to bless somebody else. Amen.
That's a Baptist. He ain't.
Yeah, he Baptist. Huh? That's a Baptist church. Huh?
Okay, well, that's what we're going to be talking about on Night Talks with Sasha. Friday night at 11 p.m. So, definitely call in and give me your opinion. Give us your opinions. It will be the three of us, Blue, Max, and myself, we're going to be on there. So Let us know what you think. What do you think about tithing? Are you an alpha female? Are you in relationship with an alpha male?